Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're hanging out with us and using all the stuff that we make available to you for free, like this show, like our newsletter, like our website, and all the other things that are there. Another thing that I know you're excited about is the fact that we know Brad Huskin. And we have known Brad Huskin since 1998. Brad is another one of those guys who's been with me now more than 11 years, who are helping me celebrate our 12th anniversary this week. And he joined me way back in the summer of 98, only about 7 or 8 months after we first began broadcasting. Brad is one of the top salesmanship experts in the world. He is the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and also Munchies for Salespeople. He's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back with you, as always, and a big happy anniversary to you. 12 years, wow, that's quite an accomplishment.
Well, I appreciate that, but you've been right here with me the whole time on a regular basis. We appreciate that. In fact, one of the things I remember about our relationship is that you were my last guest on September the 11th, 2001. We said goodbye. I took the headphones off and walked out of my office building into my car to go to an appointment. As I turned on the radio, I heard the announcer, as the radio turned on, I should say, when I cranked the car, I heard the announcer say something about an airplane had just crashed into a building in New York. And I thought, I'm going to go check that out. So I went back in the building, turned on my television, and sat down, and about 3 minutes later, watched the second plane fly into that building.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable morning. I'll never forget it either. I hung up with you and called somebody who had sent me an email, and it was actually a joke email, and I was joking with her. And she said, "Do you know what's happening in the world?" And I said, "Well, no, not really. You know me. Mm-hmm. I don't know much going on in the world." And turned on the TV, and oh my gosh, it was... The world has been completely different since that day.
Yeah, on many levels, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Not only economically, but...
Now here's the thing I think it's appropriate to point out. I think this is a good lead-in to what I think you've got on your mind today, Brad. We bounced back from that.
Yes, we did.
America has bounced back from that. We had a recession. We bounced back from that. We were attacked. We bounced back from that. We had corporate malfeasance. We bounced back from that. We had a jobless recovery. We bounced back from that. Now we've had this.
We are a resilient bunch, aren't we?
We are. And isn't that something to celebrate?
It absolutely is something to celebrate. That no matter what they throw at us, we're going to overcome it.
I mean, I can't remember in my life a decade like the one we're in right now.
No,
where that many things have been thrown at us, and yet we continue to bounce back. And isn't that a good reason, with all the things that have happened to us in the last 18 months, isn't that evidence that we should be prepared to celebrate our resiliency and not to be down in the mouth about what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, the thing that we need to look forward to is that better times are just right around the corner. I really believe that.
But we have to make that, though.
Yeah, and
I mean, that's not going to be manna from heaven. I mean, Peter Pan's not going to drop fairy dust on us and make it happen. We've got to make that happen, don't we?
No, and we as a group of, Americans collectively and small business owners especially, because they are the lifeblood of the American economics.
And when you say they, you're talking about you and me, too, because we're both small business owners.
You're exactly right. You, me, and the rest of the world out there that actually keeps this country running. And we got to keep our head in the right area, so to speak, and keep a positive mental attitude, and just keep going at it day after day after day.
And where that rubber meets the road is where we interact with our customers, right?
Well, that's exactly right.
We've got to demonstrate to our customers that we are as excited as we can be. We're positive about where we're going, and we're not naive. We're not in denial about where things are, but we're not going to let that get us down.
No, and that's, you know, what I'd mentioned to you while we were talking briefly is that I think that, you know, if salespeople believe that they're going to have a great year, they're going to have a great year. If they believe they're going to have a lousy
right.
year, they're going to have a lousy year.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it comes down to the attitude that people have when they're approaching a customer, because customers can feel that. And as you stated, I would much rather take care of the customers that I already have
yep.
because they have been with me through this past period of time than going out trying to find new customers.
Well, new customers are wonderful, and we should always look for them, because sometimes we lose existing customers for a lot of different reasons, not always our own fault. We should always look for new customers, but I think some people forsake their existing customers in favor of new customers, and that's not a profitable success strategy, is it?
No, it really isn't. And, you know, it's a well-known fact that 60, 70, 80% of a company's business comes from 20 to 30% of its customer base. So you dang well better take care of that customer base, and at the same time, you're always looking to add new customers to grow your business. And if you're not adding new customers, then the business is becoming stagnant
right.
or decreasing.
And, of course, one of the best sources of new customers is from referrals by old customers.
That there's no
existing
question
customers.
About it. There's no more powerful form of advertising than that person saying to his buddy, "You got to go see these people over here."
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, you don't have to close those people most of the time.
No, it's a how you doing and a handshake and a,
yeah.
what do you want to buy? Kind
yeah,
of thing.
but here's the thing: none of that happens very well. Even if we execute some of the things you and I are talking about. If we're down in the mouth, if we're complaining about the economy, if we don't have a good positive attitude about where things are going, about our ability to contribute to getting this economy going again, if we don't have that, then who wants to do business with somebody like that?
Yeah, nobody wants
I
to
don't.
Do business with a self-defeatist type attitude.
No.
And, you know, it just all goes back to believing in yourself and believing in your skills and ability, and all that comes with confidence and knowledge and education and training and doing all the right things and taking care of your people, both your sales staff and your existing customer base, and making sure that all those things happen along the way.
Well, we're going to take a quick break in a couple of seconds, and when we come back, I want to talk about how to learn how to say so what, Brad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Hey, Brad, there's a recession going on. So what?
So what?
I want to talk. Brad and I are going to talk about some things that we can do to learn how to say so what. 20 after, right back after these messages with our good friend Brad Huskin. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, celebrating our 12th anniversary of our show, the 12th anniversary of our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the 10th anniversary of our newsletter, which you can find right there on the homepage of smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Follow me on Twitter if you want, at Jim Blassingame, all over the internet. Let us know what we can do to help you. Brad Huskin is our guest. He's been with us now for over 11 years. He's been a member of my Brain Trust since 98. And we're glad to have him with us as always. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. Also, Munchies for Salespeople. Brad, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find all the things that you do.
Well, you can find me at www.iastraining.com, and we just launched a brand new website that's very cool and very interactive, and my blog is there and my weekly newsletter and poll questions. You can ask Brad questions and all kinds of neat stuff, so I suggest you go to the website, and you can also sign up for my free newsletter there.
It's a good one, too. Check it out, folks. And so you help largely retail and the hospitality industry, don't you, with their sales and customer support folks?
That's exactly right. I call them the emotional industries.
Yeah, there you go.
That's where people actually buy based on emotion, not just because because of a need, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's one of the toughest areas today with the...
And the emotions are not as good as we'd like for them to be right now. And so let's talk about how to get our salespeople to when they think about the economy, they say, so what? Here's what I would ask salespeople if I had a group of salespeople, as I have had in the past. And this is what I say to myself, Brad. I say, okay, we got this economic issue going on, these challenges that we have. They're going to be with us for a little while. But you know what? I plan on eating next month.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
So what?
We got these issues happening out there. I got payroll to make this Friday. So what? You know what I mean? My baby needs a new pair of shoes. The economy? So what? Right? Is that not enough of a motivation?
I think it is.
It ought to be, shouldn't it?
The economy I'm worried about, and that's mine.
Yeah, exactly. I got my kind. Don't we have to get out of our own way? Isn't that the biggest deal we've got right now? I've been talking about these two different pieces of real estate where the economy's playing out. One of them's out there on the main street where you and I operate our businesses,
mm-hmm.
and the other one's in the real estate between our ears. Isn't that the biggest impediment to recovery?
Absolutely. No question about it. Is that if we get the right attitude and we get the right mind frame, and we don't allow excuses into our thought process, whereas, you know, so what if the economy's bad? That doesn't mean your economy has to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of people out there making money, and if, yes, we hit 10% unemployment or we hit 12% unemployment, but by golly, there's still 88% of the people out there working that.
And somebody is buying something that we sell from somebody somewhere right now.
Exactly.
Might as well be us.
Moment.
Might as well be us.
And as long as there's a competitor of yours up and running and doing business, then you have an opportunity for a sales increase, by
mm-hmm.
golly.
Mm-hmm.
So take care of the existing customers that you have. Go on and get some new customers and love them to death. And, you know, focus on making friends rather than making sales.
Is it inappropriate to say to our salespeople, look, folks, I love you, I've trained you, I want you to be here, but you have to understand that in these times, I don't need salespeople. I need salespeople who are determined to be successful. And if you're not, if you're in the first category and not in the second category, then you need to go find something else to do. Is there inappropriate to say something like that?
I think it's very appropriate. As a matter of fact, I said to a group last
tough
week.
Tough love, right?
It is tough love. I said to this group last week that the day of the retail clerk are dead and gone. We need retail sales.
No order takers.
That are going to step up to the plate and be the professionals that your customers expect you to be,
mm-hmm.
and that you actually want to be. And when that happens, suddenly life is good again.
So when the economy's low, raise your standards. Is that a good thing to think about?
Well, I don't know where the standards ever got lowered, but somewhere they got lowered.
They did. They got lowered when all you had to do was open your door and get out of the way of the customers.
I think it got too easy on us.
Yeah.
I think this the whole economy thing is a good lesson for us to learn from, that, you know, when the going's good, don't sit back on your laurels. You got to continue to try to get better all the time.
And there are a couple of generations out there, Brad, they've never had anything like this happen before.
This is an education
for them.
Yeah, and, you know, our generation isn't that much different. We had a couple of burps, you know, in the 80s and the late 70s and stuff. But
yeah.
Nothing like this. So.
I've been through a couple of tough ones in the 70s and the early 80s, but
yep.
but this is the worst. No, this is worse, no question. But so what,
so
Brad? I'm planning on being in business January 1, aren't you?
I certainly am.
2011.
Yeah, and I was talking to a guy the other day. He said that, yes, he knows the economy is bad, but he's chosen not to participate this time around. And I choose
well,
not to participate.
That's
myself.
A bold statement, and I've said that myself. But as things are, though, you've got to have a plan to execute on that.
Yes.
And I think that plan rests with how we take care of our customers.
It all goes back to the application of good, sound business principles.
Yeah.
And good, sound business principles are exactly what you're talking about, taking care of your customers, celebrating the fact that they walked through your door,
mm-hmm.
taking care of them and doing all the right things and not letting any of those outside influences.
Celebrate, folks, if you don't have an anniversary coming up, celebrate every time a customer comes in. Tell them you're celebrating the fact that they came in and you've got a relationship with them. Hey, Brad, IAStraining.com, right?
You got it.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Anniversary, talk to you next time.
See you later. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 29 after, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.